playoffs, so we got a big weekend. Let's jump on to it, all right?
It's the weekend update.
Well, a couple of though notes for the weekend. Yeah, with those storms and showers, at least, at the very least, expected Sunday afternoon, right before the start time, downtown Fort Worth, the JM Financial Parade of Lights has been postponed. So they looked at the forecast and they're like, nope. We're going to do it on November 30th. So just moving from this Sunday to the next Sunday. So Sunday after Thanksgiving, we'll be there. And I think they're going to station L&I for the announcements. I don't know. 3 years ago, we were at the courthouse steps. And then the last 2 years, we've been over on the Commerce Street side, about like in between 1st and 2nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It could happen that this year they put us over there in the Spanish language-speaking announce table.
Yeah.
And
the SAP button.
We'll see how that goes. But either which way, that will be 2 Sundays from now. Also, as we mentioned, too, we had him on the show yesterday at this time, Rudy Gatlin. The Gatlin Brothers concert yesterday, that is officially postponed because of the thousands of flights that were delayed during the storms at DFW Airport. They couldn't fly in. So, here we go. Friday, January 9th. For those Gatlin boys.
So the Christmas spirit, I mean, it's always there with the Gatlins.
Yes. You'll still want to be in the Christmas spirit.
So that's very on brand, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Elsewhere, concert-wise, going on tomorrow night, Billy Bob's, Wade Bowen. I know you've got your tickets for Dickies Arena. And Playboy Cardi is in concert.
Yeah, I was concerned about that.
Yeah. It'll make you want AI music. The Stockyards Rodeo Rink is very much open down there in the Fun Fort Worth Stockyards. So take the family out to that. I can personally attest, even when it's 82 degrees outside, that ice still very, very nice.
You guys are so in love. We went skating the other day.
We did.
Was Cupid there, kind of like
very
at the parade?
Charlie Brown-esque. Mm. Yeah. Also, Six Flags opens up this weekend, Holiday in the Park, and that'll go through the end of the year. Pauly Shore's in town tomorrow.
Where?
He's at Hyenas, which actually had Adam Carolla last night, right?
I know. I couldn't.
You didn't go?
I had to do all the mom things.
Oh, okay. You couldn't take the kids to Hyenas? And
well, they were at theater practice anyway.
Only with Adam Carolla? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Pauly Shore, enjoy that. No, I don't do an impression of that. Or, you know what you could do, Heather? Mm. I thought of you. This is over there Arlington Way at the Art and Sciences River Legacy Nature Center. I've never been there, but it's tomorrow. It is the Art and Science of Arachnids, billed as the nation's largest touring arachnid spider exhibit. They said they're going to dispel many of the myths and fears people have of both spiders and scorpions. They're including scorpions in this.
Ugh, can they just come over to my house? Because I found, like, the monster of all spiders in Baby Bo's room yesterday morning.
You should have captured it and brought it over there and said, hey, got an extra exhibit for you guys.
And had a date with a shoe.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's unfortunate. They would probably frown upon that. Well, it does offer, really says this, hands-on activities.
Ugh.
So there you go. Elsewhere, big old college football weekend. That continues on as we...
Time to talk about sports.
Yes.
Little UNT up there in their national ranking. First time since 1959. You go, Mean Green.
Boom, boom.
Yep. Texas Tech tries to keep rolling. So does A&M SMU as well. Our little Dallas Cowboys will host the Philadelphia Eagles on... that's how Jerry says it. That's how he said it yesterday. Yeah, we take on the Eagles for the second time this year. Remember, first time they played, it was Spitgate.
Oh, that's right.
Dak and the light.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cowboys will play. Then it's all about our Texas high school football. Alito tonight making the big drive to Big Spring. Why? Why?
I know why.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Okay. I got a memo on this.
I tell you what, tell us. We'll deep dive into this coming here after the flashback.
Okay.
All right. We'll have an exclusive. But yeah, Alito Amarillo Tascosa, that'll be tonight, 7 o'clock in Big Spring. So if you don't want to drive to one of the most beautiful destinations on the planet, we will have the pregame show here. Hank FM, 6:30 start time kick with Kevin Longquist and the crew at 7. Elsewhere, you got Springtown in action against Panther Creek. The Ville having a dream season, and they will take on Dumas. That's pronounced Dumas, Spring.
Okay, not Dumas.
Or other such variations of that, which I've heard in The Ville. Kids. Brock takes on Lubbock Estacado. Glen Rose, as we said, Tigers taking on Seminole. Alvareda. There you go. Sulphur okay. Springs. Paradise, our spirit winners. Dalhart. De Leon takes on Frankston. Hamilton down there. Bulldogs take on Mildred, Whitney and Winsboro, Bluffdale, Strawn, North Crowley against Midland Legacy, formerly Midland Lee. That'll be a good one in Abilene. And then those little Gordon Longhorns right there taking on Menard at 7 o'clock tonight. So I hope everybody wins.
Everybody's not going to win. I don't think that's how the game works.
I know you'll have more of this coming up at 8 o'clock, but we talked about it yesterday after Sid Miller and Commissioner sounded the alarm for what many already knew, and certainly you Hang fans know more about this. We're not going to presume to be experts on the EHV1. See, I even messed it up right there. But this is the horse virus that's going around and affecting Central Texas. Started just canceling any rodeo that was around. When it comes to our area at this point, the Stockyards Championship Rodeo announced its format will not include horses, going to a bull riding only format, and that starts immediately. And this is putting a lot of haziness and doubt with the arrivals expected very, very soon at the end of the month after Thanksgiving at the NFR, two National Finals Rodeo. Ooh. So, yeah, we'll continue to track that as we go, but that. If you have something rodeo-related in your life, you want to definitely... And you're already on this. I know a lot of you Hang fans already, but just check ahead of time and see if that's still going or if it got changed on that. There you go. All right. What's your weekend doing there, kid?
Well, I'm hosting Thanksgiving.
Already?
Well, I mean, on
Holy
Thursday.
Cow.
So here's the deal.
Have you thawed the turkey yet?
So here's the deal.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Save yourself a lot of time and frustration. Spend the extra $20 on a fresh turkey, first off.
Okay.
But second of all, I have to redecorate the entire house because people are coming over for dinner. Yeah. That's girl math, okay? So there's going to be a lot of child labor going on this weekend. There's going to be sanding. There's going to be painting. There's going to be cleaning. And it's going to be very people-y because I don't know about your school district, but they're already out. Those kiddo people. Mm. Yeah. Thanksgiving is what, one day?
Yeah.
So how many days do we need off?
All of them?
10.
Okay.
10. That's Alito math. So we're just going to try and negotiate one another for the weekend. What about
That's
you,
good.
Mr. Buckner?
Well, I'm going to probably have to deflect any questions about my co-host having child labor.
Where is your manager?
So, but past that, I'm sure I'll be free for something.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.